If you make that little oof noise every time you stand up, yeah, that's your knees talking. Go see Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief covered by Medicare, 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio, Lou Manfredini. I want to talk about your roof. You know, when it comes to, you know, doing improvements around your house, you know, there's many, many things that you can do. And certainly new kitchens and countertops and a new luxury vinyl floor, that's all stuff that you can ooh and ah about. But if your roof isn't any good and the water's leaking in, all those repairs are for naught. And so, you know, I want to talk a little bit about that envelope and protecting it. And in particular, some options and technologies that are out there that can save you a lot of money. Initially, what I'm going to, if you own a 2-flat or a 3-flat or any kind of building with a flat roof, you're going to want to listen to this conversation. But I'll have some more information for you a little bit later on. Joining me on the phone line is Ryan Lindholm. He's one of the owners over at Lindholm Roofing. Ryan, good morning and welcome back to House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. Good morning.
I always like talking with you and your family members. You know, if people listen to the commercials that I read on behalf of Lindholm Roofing, you know, we talk about the fact that you truly are a family business, and there's a bunch of Lindholms in the office running the show over there, right?
Yes, there are. Me and my dad and my two sisters and all of our employees are like family at this point.
Yeah. Which sister do you not get along with the best? Which, you want to tell me that now on the radio or no? Don't answer that, Ryan.
No, they're both. It would be me that doesn't get along with them too, but no, they're great.
I should be talking to them. You guys were nice enough to, and then full disclosure to the audience, I do work with Lindholm Roofing. They compensate me for promoting their business. And so you may see my face or you'll hear me read their commercials. But as an aside, I've known of this company and these Lindholms for a very, very long time, and they just do really good work. So this conversation is not sponsored or anything like that, but they have so much insight into all this that I wanted to, you know, get some of their expertise on this. You, Ryan, invited me out to your building, your shop there, and you guys were re-roofing the whole entire building with a material that's been around for a while, and you've been installing it for a while, that is kind of a game changer for roofs and protecting them. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, yes. We have had our building a long time and finally decided it was time to put a new roof on our own building. And so we picked a PVC single ply membrane, and the brand Duralast is what we've been using for years. And it is a lightweight membrane that we fully adhered with glue right on top of the existing granulated modified roof. And we were able to glue it down, and as you broomed it in, and before we actually finished the roof, the first step was repairing some bad decking. So we did re-roof it over the roof, but we were able to tear off a few sections of our roof first to replace some bad decking, but probably 80% of the roof we didn't tear off. And then we just installed this new Duralast PVC over the entire barrel roof and adjacent flat section.
If I go back maybe 30 years or so, and if I think about like the typical, you know, 2-flat in Chicago, 3-flat in Chicago, I mean, I can picture that roof, you know, with my eyes closed. I'm sure you can too. You know, a modified roof, right? There'd be a wood deck that would be the framing and a wood deck. And then you as the roofers would put down like insulation board, and then you'd have this either hot tar or a modified rubber that you would torch down. And it's a very good roof when it's put down there, but it's got a lot of weight to it. And if you were going to replace that roof 30 years ago, you'd have to be careful about just going over the top of it because the material that was out there was super heavy. And, you know, there's only so much weight that a structure can, you know, carry. So the idea was you'd have to tear it all off. This PVC product kind of eliminates that.
It definitely can. and a lot of those roofs are still on there. And so we do a core sample, which for your listeners is when you take a tool and you punch down through the roof all the way down to the deck, and you then can tell the different layers of the roof and insulation and how many roofs, and then you can make a determination if it's a candidate for a re-roof or if it needs to be torn off or if it can be a combination and tear off some sections and re-roof others. And that's what we are very familiar with and experienced with doing. And it can be in an old building, like you said, two flat, three flat, or it could even be something on a newer building. We've run into it in the more recent years. Buildings just built, like, you know, plus or minus 20 years ago, seem to have sometimes their own set of problems, that we have been able to use Duralast and insulation and that core sample tool to give us a hint. And then we sometimes do some investigative repair where we'll open up an attic space just to see. And we've been involved in a number of interesting flat roof projects that otherwise have had, you know, trouble getting fixed.
Right. And I mean, the thing is, you know, I think you're mentioning something that's very important. You don't just show up and say, yeah, we can put something over the top, it'll be great. You're going to determine, A, if there's, you know, if there's too much weight already on there, even though this is lightweight, you're not going to add any more. And if there's any kind of repairs, the idea is that if you found a spot that was really wet, you know, that was absorbing a lot of water, you'd cut all that out, you'd fix that, and then you could go with the PVC product over the top.
Correct. Yeah. We like... Exactly, because, yeah, we're too experienced to not make sure it's going to be the best thing for your building. And so when we offer a re-roof, which we do a lot, it's because we know it will work, we know it will pass inspection, and we know it'll last a long time.
Right. Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered. The other big issue that's coming up, you know, I think with anybody, with homeowners insurance, you know, the rates keep going up and up and up. And recently I was working on a project and I was talking with my insurance agent and she just sort of mentioned, well, you know, we just got to make sure that the roof doesn't get flagged. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, well, you know, if it's too old, the insurance company might not cover you. And that can be a real problem for people. And some of these options, you know, because obviously if we're, you know, if we're tearing off a roof completely on a three flat and re-roofing the whole thing, that's a big expense. It is the correct thing to do if that's what you have to do. But if you're a candidate for one of these re-roofs, that can save people a lot of money.
Yes, it can. And yeah, for sure. The cost of a tear-off could be double the price of a re-roof, just, you know, double or more, plus or minus. So yeah, that's where the re-roof is a very good solution in a lot of cases, economically and practically.
Right.
And yeah, the insurance companies are being more cautious about certain types of roofs, even shingle roofs. You know, they're a roof that, you know, they might think it just is an older type of material, even if the roof is not that old.
Right.
Maybe even we've ran into some where there's even just, you know, less than 10 years old, but it was an older type of material, and they're asking those roofs to be replaced. So we work with insurance companies a lot and have had good success with taking photos and just explaining, because sometimes an insurance company might not know that a roof is only 10 years old and, you know, really is in good shape and has a lot of life left in it.
But it's been
you know, good for me and us. It's been more phone calls, but we are, you know, not the type of company to just, you know, replace things if they're not needed.
Right.
So we've been, you know, happy to explain when people don't need a new roof, because, you know, you hate to, you know, replace something that doesn't need to be replaced.
So, you know, talk a little bit about flat roofs, and certainly residential roofs, traditional shingled roofs. You and I talked a little bit beforehand about the fact that This year has been a big year for a lot of repairs from animal damage on roofs.
Yes. Yes. I think with the extreme cold that we had, finally, some squirrels were going in some attics.
Like, I got to get out of this cold weather. I got to get inside someplace warm.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's what we kind of thought. I mean, it's a common problem, but specifically this year. And yeah, so that's one of the types of repairs that we do. And I always thought it might be interesting for people to hear that, you know, the squirrels could come in around vents or in an overhang area where you have a lower part of your roof meeting an upper part. And so the squirrels can scurry right in there into an overhang, or like a chimney would meet your house where the siding or masonry has a little opening in it. So we seal those spots up with sealant and also with a heavy gauge aluminum and then, you know, make sure the animals are out first though.
Right.
So that's a key part of it that we, you know, so go back two or three times just to make sure, work with an animal control company and then get it all secure.
Right. Remind the audience, how long has Lindholm Roofing been in business?
Oh, it's over 75 years.
Wow. Wow. And besides roofing, you offer other services as well, correct?
Yes, we do. We do gutters, siding, masonry work, pretty much on the exterior of your home, almost everything.
That's great. Ryan Lindholm is one of the family owners over at Lindholm Roofing. If people want to talk about some of the newer technology for flat roofs, or they need a repair, or they want to get an estimate on a roof on their home, how do they get a hold of you folks?
You can call us. Our main office is 773-283-7675. We're located at 3588 North Milwaukee, but we will travel anywhere, especially if your listeners mention you. We're happy to help anyone. And yeah, or on our website, lindholmroofing.com, you can fill out a form or there's a number there to even text us if you'd like an estimate that way.
That's great. All right. Try and be nice to your sisters moving forward. And thank you so much for taking the time, Ryan. Always nice to speak with you.
You too, Lou. I think you're the perfect combination of entertainment and information, and it's always really fun listening to you.
Thanks
so much.
Thank you.